Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. And of course, the main thing that we're going to talk about today is something that is near and dear to your heart, and that is emergency medical services. I understand that a study had been commissioned and you got some results. Tell us what's happening in EMS in your region and how you can improve.
Well, rural health care and access to health care is probably the number one issue in our district and throughout our region. And emergency medical services is an important component of health care access. Late last year, our EMS task force, working with Workforce Solutions of North Central PA, commissioned a regional EMS study to look at the EMS delivery system and staffing challenges here in our region. A consultant was hired. The consultant was MCM from State College, and working with local EMS providers, elected officials, and a broad range of folks involved in emergency medical services, this comprehensive study was conducted. And this week, we learned the results of the study. It's very comprehensive. It's a 675-page report with a lot of information. The bottom line from the study is we've made a lot of progress over the last few years, but the current system is not sustainable. And my hope is that the information gathered in the study and the recommendations that are being made in the study to address these issues will put us on a path towards sustainability for the future, because our rural communities are really dependent on these services. The study found that most EMS agencies in the region are operating on a deficit. So certainly identifying more reliable funding sources is a top priority, and there were a number of recommendations around that. The average number of personnel per agency averages fewer than 15 people, and so the study focuses on ways to optimize current staffing by making a number of recommendations in that regard. Also, recruitment and retention are a focus of the study, and certainly that is vital to preserving the workforce and building upon that. The study also points out to the fact, when looking at data regarding 911 calls for EMS, that 15 to 20% of the medical calls coming into emergency communication centers don't actually need an ambulance and could be handled in other ways, such as mobile integrated healthcare or a nurse navigator system to address non-emergency care. So there are a number of recommendations in that regard. The study also points to the need for improved coordination between emergency medical service agencies and hospitals to ensure faster handoffs of patients to get ambulance services back in service and back in their communities. That's been a major problem here in our region with ambulances sitting at Olean General Hospital waiting to offload their patients into a hospital bed, and that huge delay in getting back to the community to provide service. So some really great recommendations in this study. We've known for a long time that there are no quick or easy solutions to the challenges we face in emergency medical services, but we have a lot of people who are really passionate about the work and are committed to serving our communities. So we're going to look at these recommendations. We're going to continue building on the recommendations that have been made. This gives us some very solid data to make change. And I firmly believe that we will continue to build on the progress that we have made and continue to make positive change. I want to thank all the EMS providers and local officials who took the time to participate in the study, as well as Workforce Solutions for North Central PA, which funded the initiative. And this comprehensive study studied McKean, Potter, Cameron, Elk, Clearfield, and Jefferson counties.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.